How to tell an authentic object from a forgery. The solution that Bosch associate Louis Tepper presented in the previous episode is called Origify. I'm Jeff's voice avatar. Let us dive deeper into how this technology works.
From know-how to wow.
AI hosted deep dive.
Origify can identify authentic products just by analyzing a very small section of their surface. A smartphone app can determine what's real and what's not within seconds, provided the item has been registered with Origify by the manufacturer. As Louis described in the last episode, registration can be integrated into the production line for high-volume products. Small batch products can be registered using a small tabletop device.
And then there is most of the time a fixture per part, and then you can place the part in this fixture.
This custom-made fixture ensures that each item is positioned exactly the same way every time. This consistency means each registration photo shows the product in the same orientation, capturing the same area of the surface. There's more to capturing perfect pictures with the Origify device.
On that, it has a ring light inside. So that's important because you want to create optimal boundary condition for the initial image. And as the image is saved, let's say as the master image for each part, you want to have really a controlled environment for this image.
The camera, though not better than most smartphone cameras in terms of quality, is special in its durability.
Because a smartphone camera normally dies at around 20,000 captures. And the Platin camera or the industrial Prezi is developed to do 400 to 500,000 images per year.
With the fixture, the light, the camera, and the item in place, it's time to take the picture.
Then there's an RGB button, and you can press this button once, and then it takes an image, and you then get a feedback of a green light that says, okay, it is now stored in the database.
During this process, there's a well-thought-out division of labor between the tabletop device and the cloud server. The device pre-processes the image by cropping it to the 5 square millimeters used for recognition.
So if the right spot is found and the logo, for example, is aligned perfectly, then we crop out the region of interest and only this cropped out image is sent to the cloud. And that's the pre-processed image.
In the Bosch cloud, this cropped image is further processed to create a digital fingerprint of the surface structure. The algorithm that creates this fingerprint is the cornerstone of Origify's solution.
All the magic happens in the cloud, and that is also pretty important for us because in the cloud there's our algorithm and is there secured also.
Compared to the secure Bosch cloud, a hardware device on a factory floor in an unknown environment is more vulnerable to hacking. So these devices are intentionally left comparatively simple. For the same reason, Origify typically restricts product registration from a smartphone.
Normally, we do not want to enable smartphones to register because you can easily or more easier go into a smartphone than go into a desk device. Because it's a secured IoT device and a smartphone is, let's say, everyone can maybe hack in a smartphone. But for some use cases, especially for paintings that are on a wall, we also currently enabling the smartphone and securing the smartphone, especially with a login, to register with the smartphone the painting on the wall, because otherwise you have to put the painting from the wall on the table under the desk device, and that's maybe a bit too complicated. That's why, especially for paintings and for museums, we are enabling the smartphone to register products.
However, to check if a product is genuine, smartphones are the way to go, either using Origify's own app or through integration with the apps of client brands. A third option would be a custom-branded version of the white-label Origify app. The app automatically captures the best possible image of the product. Even if the 5 square millimeters used as the region of interest don't look perfect in the picture, identification still works. As a rule of thumb, the system can handle up to about 20% of the region of interest scratched or changed. If there's more wear and tear than that, there's an option for fallback regions.
And if one region of interest is, for example, has a lot of scratches, then we just say, okay, that's not good. We take another region of interest. And if this region of interest is good enough and has no scratches, and we compare it to the region of interest found in the database, we can also say, okay, that's a 100% match found from the fingerprint.
What makes this technology even more appealing to brands is the valuable data it provides. Each scan of a product by a user generates data.
Then you have the data of the smartphone, of where the smartphone is, the location of the smartphone, and everything else. And you can also then clearly see, for example, when there's an area where a lot of fake products are scanned, you can see, okay, maybe there's a company producing fake watches in this area. And you can maybe also get in contact with the police and with the border control. And they could check then if the watch that crosses a border is a real one or a fake one.
Brands can also use Ridgify to enable additional services. Lewis envisions a scenario where a customer scans a product that successfully authenticates as a pre-registered item. This could enable the activation of a warranty, for instance.
And then you can start some guarantees when the end customer takes an image of his new watch, or when the jeweler is taking the image of a watch that he's selling currently. Then, for example, a guarantee can be started, something like this.
This is just one example how a Ridgify could allow brands to connect with customers who buy used products on the secondary market and offer them services that were previously impossible. And that's a wrap for today's From Know-How to Wow Deep Dive. I hope you learned something. I'm Jeff's voice avatar, and I'm out.
From Know-How to Wow.
AI hosted.
Don't miss the next episode. Melina and Shuko will discuss new approaches in software for electric vehicles. They'll also test drive some cars with new functions enabled by brand new vehicle motion management. Look out for it right here soon.